Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
It's a silly loss, isn't it? You know, it's not a forced loss. It's a selfish behaviour that's cost the teammate, to be truthful. It's not good enough.
Dragons coach Paul McGregor reacting to the news that Paul Vaughan is now forced into a COVID-19 14-day holding period by the NRL after breaching the bubble today, MG.
Yeah, he wasn't alone either, Paul Vaughan. Wayne Bennett, a million-dollar employee of the NRL, also has to stay away for 14 days. Mm. Boys, you've got to stay the course. You know, let's just stay the course. We're all in this together. Everyone associated with rugby league, we've just got to be better.
Yeah, the game is on a knife's edge and a few more of these could tip it the wrong way. We're going to get to all the details of that. We're getting you ready for Thursday night footy. The Roosters taking on the now Paul Vaughan-less Dragons. Kick-off in that one, 7.50, NRL primetime from 7 o'clock. Nathan Brown's going to join us just before 7 o'clock.
I must confess, I smelt a bit of an upset in the air.
Ooh.
With Paul Vaughan out, it goes either way.
All right, and the Sydney Swans currently playing against Collingwood at the Gabba, quarter time, 6 points apiece. So that one locked away at quarter time between the Swannies and the Collingwood Magpies. But MG, up next, we are going to get to the details of these bubble bursts.
Yes, please do.
Grappa, a beautiful Italian restaurant.
Oh, fantastic restaurant.
It has been the undoing of the master coach, Wayne Bennett. Something that his foes over the years couldn't do, MG.
The veal son of Bocca. Got him. He couldn't resist it.
We're going to get to that details next. The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M, getting ready for Thursday night footy between the Dragons and the Roosters.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M, getting you ready for Thursday night footy. The Dragons taking on the Roosters, kick off 7.50 NRL primetime from 7 o'clock. But first,
trending now.
If it was a breach, I wouldn't have done it. I didn't think it was a breach. I went there with my partner, who I live with, just me and her, and something to eat there, and that was it. Protocols are changing all the time. At times I have been out when I thought it was right. I still thought it was right yesterday. So
South Sydney coach Wayne Bennett speaking to the media this morning, MG, after he dined at an Italian restaurant yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, a great restaurant too, Grappa.
Yes.
I like her. Been there many times.
He and Paul Vaughan, who was at an Illawarra cafe this morning, have both been placed on a 14-day COVID hold by the NRL. The NRL, acting on the advice of biosecurity experts, means that the two must isolate for 2 weeks away from their teams.
And then test negative.
Exactly right. So Andrew Abdo coming down appropriately.
I think so, yeah.
You got to believe Wayne that he didn't think it was a breach.
You just got to be better than that. I mean, for a starter, he's in the age bracket where there's... He's in most danger. I'm being serious.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not laughing about this. I mean, I'm 52 and I'm worried about it.
Mm.
So if he's 70, you know, he's just got to be better than that. I mean, it's you really got to stay the course, boys. You've got everyone's in this. All the league players are just doing their best to give us rugby league week in, week out. And they've been over backwards to do it. I know. I get it. They must be getting stir crazy. They must be climbing walls. I get it, but what's the alternative?
Mm.
What is the alternative? Someone gets the virus and the whole competition shuts down? And this kind of activity could make it happen.
Well, Bennett's accepted the fact that he has to undergo this 14-day isolation. Paul Vaughan has also released a statement via the club saying he's remorseful for the reckless and selfish decision that he made.
I believe both, Blake. I believe them both.
Absolutely.
But there's got to be better. The other 98%, the other 99.9% of people are doing the right thing. So you've got to be better.
As the borders close around the country, and they are more and more closing to more and more people, the rugby league is in a situation where it's not going to take much for state governments,
no,
Queensland, New South Wales or otherwise, to just say, nah, we're not, the exemptions we've given you guys, even, it's clear you're now breaching your bubbles.
That's right.
The exemptions we've given you are gone. We're taking them away, which means your competition shuts down.
Yeah, you get the feeling that it's only going to take something like this to happen again. Then, I mean, well, I'm driving in today and, you know, I've found out there's a case at Penrith Plaza. Straight away you panic. You know, and I imagine Volandi's after hearing this with Bennett and Paul Vaughan as the boss of the game, mm, who's trying to do everything he can in his power to keep it going.
Mm.
You just get like the axe on the tree. Just little chips get chopped away all the time, and it's going to fall down sooner or later.
And you got to say, up in defence of, again, this is, it's two people who've made a mistake here. But in defence of everyone has done such a great job up until now.
Bloody earth,
man. And I've no doubt that they will continue to do a great job moving forward. But it's that ever present fact that.
Fear.
There's no second chances with this.
No, no.
You stuff up, and it's not just your job and your income. It's all the other industries that live off the back of this sport, survive off the back of this sport, and the reprieve that it's giving to people at home who can't bloody go anywhere or do anything.
That's the big picture. You just nailed the big picture, and that's what it is. It's giving us a release. Everyone's getting a release. It's obviously giving us a job here at Triple M, and not just
it impacts us as well.
It impacts everybody, who loves sport. So come on, boys.
All right, Vaughny, Wayne, do your time.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Getting you ready for Thursday night footy. The Roosters taking on the Dragons. 7:50 kickoff. We've got you covered all the way through to that one. But first.
Mail.
MG, we need to welcome in the man who was poking the bear that is Wayne Bennett in his press conference today about breaching the protocols.
You know how sometimes the waiter brings out the hors d'oeuvres on a trolley?
Yes.
Guess who's sitting in the trolley with his pen and paper?
Brent Reid from the Australian Parliament.
I prefer probing to poking.
So do I. Probing's a lot better than poking.
I don't want to think about you probing Wayne Bennett. Reedy, let's get into some other news. We've broken down the bubble breaches sufficiently. There's some player movement afoot.
Yeah, some interesting ones. Look, Adam Elliott's been on the radar of a few clubs in recent weeks. He's obviously at Canterbury. He's out injured at the moment. Canterbury made him an offer, but I think he decided to have a look around the market. There's some, obviously the Dragons were interested. Canberra were interested before the St. Corey, Arrowhere and Naira. And the Warriors are right in for Adam Elliott. In fact, they've had more talks with him this week, as I understand it. So at the moment, I think they're probably the front runners to nab him. They've had a lash at a few blokes. They went after Matty Lodge, Dave Fifita. They went after all those guys and missed out. Well, Adam Elliott's now on their radar. So, I think we're getting close to a decision with Adam Elliott. I think at the moment the Warriors are probably at the front of the queue.
And you've got to think that the Warriors, they know they've got to pay overs, so that must be the most attractive offer for him. But, look, I rate him. I think he's a fantastic player. I think he'd bring energy to any club. I actually said through the week that he'd be a perfect fit for the Tigers if they're looking for someone who can play that lock forward role and play big minutes. But let's wait and see. Another Origin player could be leaving the Melbourne Storm, this time Christian Walsh.
He put his future off to – he wanted to wait a while to make a decision on his future. As I understand it right now, he's on the radar of a few clubs. I'd be surprised if he was to stay in Melbourne. He almost left last year, if you remember, but the memory got injured and he ended up taking up the option because he got injured down there. But it looks as though he might be on the move. There's a few clubs. The Dragons are interested. I know they're one of the clubs that he's on the radar of. So, again, I'd expect some movement with him in coming weeks, and I'd be surprised if Christian stays in Melbourne.
And lastly, Josh Reynolds. He was out of favour at the West Tigers last year. He's on big money. He's still got another year to go on that contract, I believe.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting, wasn't it, with this Gareth Widdop story that emerged, and it looks like the Corey Norman swap wasn't beyond. There were some suggestions that maybe a swap for Josh Reynolds would be on, but as I understand it, that's not necessarily the case. But certainly Josh Reynolds is on the radar of English clubs. I think they've been alerted to Josh. I'm not sure how, but I know there's some English clubs who are discussing Josh Reynolds at the moment. Now, he's got 1 year left of the Tigers. Chances are he won't get an extension there. He could potentially get 2, 3, 4 years in England. So at the end of the season, he may have a decision to make. Now, I think Josh Reynolds, he's a bit like Blake Austin for me.
Yeah.
He would be perfectly suited for Super League, English Super League, and I think he'd be a star over there. Now, it's just whether he wants to go or not. But I think at the end of this season, even though he's got a year left in that deal at the Tigers, I think Josh will have an option to go to England, and he'll have a decision to make.
I think he was tailor-made for it, given the last 12 months that Joshy Reynolds has undertaken. I think getting over there where no one knows who he is, and I reckon within 12 months he'll be the man of steel.
When I talk about Blake Austin, I think he's almost... they're almost the same.
Yes.
It's not the same player, but they're very similar.
Very, high energy, very.
The crowds will get behind him, and he'll be a cult figure over there, Josh Reynolds. So, it's a big decision he's going to have to make.
All right, very nice work. Elliot possibly heading to the Warriors, Welch possibly heading to the Dragons, and Josh Reynolds may be heading for another country entirely. Reedy, love your work. Enjoy your weekend of footy. Leave Wayne Bennett alone. He's having a tough time of it.
Well, he's got 2 weeks off,
man. Well, so don't you stay away from him then. The last thing I want to see is you door-stopping outside Wayne Bennett's house when he's trying to self-isolate.
I might bump into him at Grappa.
You can't afford it, brother.
It's true.
It's the Rush Hour with MJ and Liam getting ready for Thursday night footy.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Getting you ready for Thursday night football, the Dragons taking on the Roosters, obviously the Paul Vaughan-less Dragons, MG.
Made some reshuffle, didn't it?
We're waiting for official confirmation of the teams. That's going to come in about 23 minutes' time, but obviously no Paul Vaughan for the Dragons, which I believe... Is it Kepi? You know, Cade Ellis, I beg your pardon. Cade Ellis is set to come in.
Straight from Penrith.
There you go, so.
Yeah, well, okay, and the winner from the MX Dome is Mandy from Glenfield.
Ah, yes.
Who's wanted to give us a shout-out to her young bloke too, Galen, who's turning 20 soon. So, Galen, happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, Galen. No doubt your mum, Mandy, will take you along to MX Dome. From beginners to seasoned riders, they've got you covered. Experienced riders like myself. Experience the Dome Factor, mxdome.com.au. It's Australia's first indoor motocross dome, MG. We need to go.
I was speaking to Stuart Ayres the other day, and he's really pumped about it.
The Minister for Western Sydney,
yes,
who once referred to as a big knob.
He is a big knob. Look, he's very important, very powerful man.
MG, I want to get to the Cronulla Sharks very shortly. They've got a huge game this weekend against the Parramatta Eels, but it looks as though their rebuild is complete.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
I'm going to get you to delve into their list very, very shortly. But Harry Grant, the heartbeat of this West Tigers side, even though he's on loan from the Storm, he's out for 3 to 4 weeks.
Massive.
He's going to undergo surgery on that meniscus.
Yeah, there goes their steering wheel, really. That's a massive... Josh Reynolds will come in, I would imagine, to that number 9 role.
Yes.
I don't know how Jacob Little's injury is coming along, but... Yeah, Harry Grant has been not just a find for the Tigers, but he's been one of the finds of the year, and that's a big blow.
Going to be interesting to see how Matt Maguire, I guess, coaches around that.
Well, you'll see straight away against the Knights this weekend how far their fortunes will go without him. I don't think very far, because he's been the find of the season.
Josh Reynolds, who we love on this show. Reedy telling us only 10 minutes ago that his future might lie over in England. But what does he bring? Is there anything he brings specifically that Harry Grant lacks? Probably
a bit of aggression.
Okay.
A bit of aggression in defence. Teams always know that Josh Reynolds is playing. Put it that way.
Okay.
Harry's more subdued.
And what do they lose?
Oh, they lose... creativity out of dummy half. A dummy half whose first option is to run is very scary for an opponent.
Okay.
And that's what Harry Grant does.
All right, not good news for the Tigers, but MG, we need to talk about this Cronulla outfit. John Morris was written off. Eddie Jones was on his way into coaching this team.
Can you believe it?
I can. And I want you to explain where this resurgence has come from next. Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M, getting you ready for Thursday night footy. The Roosters taking on the Dragons. We're about an hour and 15 minutes away from kickoff in that one. No Paul Vaughan for the Dragons. He's headed into a 14-day COVID hold because of breaching the protocols this morning, MG. Nathan Brown's going to join us very shortly. But we need to talk about the Cronulla Sharks.
We do, and their resurgence.
Because they currently sit sixth on the ladder. There were questions at the beginning of the year of whether their premiership window had closed or not. So we want to do one of these.
Triple M rocks the footy, and this is the burning question.
Have the Cronulla Sharks completed the fastest rebuild in NRL history?
You've got to say yes. And they've done it without anyone seeing. Like, it's just all of a sudden, bang, the Sharks have won 6 of their past 7. Now they're sitting in 6th position. Without any fanfare.
Mm.
Obviously, Bronson Sherry saga took a lot away from the Sharks' emotions post-COVID. And it takes a long time to recover from something so massive, some news like that. Knowing that you're not without one of your best young players takes a while to get over. But I'll tell you what, Hamlin, Ueli, this young Talakai, my goodness, Rudolph, Kennedy at the fullback, Royce Hunt, the Kalgoorlie. Wow. And their wingers are fantastic, Malatalo and Katoa. I just love the way Sean Johnson's found himself again. You know, everyone watches Sean Johnson play and they go, run, mate, run the ball, run, run, run. Well, he's shown that he doesn't really have to run that much to make his team win, make his side win games. He's got to be involved a lot more than he was earlier in the year. Because it's no coincidence, in the last six games they've won, Sean Johnson's featured in all of them, some way, shape or form.
They've won six of their last seven, and on the run home, the final eight, including this game against the Parramatta Eels this weekend, they play five of the top eight sides, five sides that will genuinely be contending at the end of the year.
They're a scary team to play now. They're a scary team to play. And Parramatta know that. Parramatta know that they're going to be scary to play this weekend because they're playing without any restrictions. Like, a lot of teams last week against the Broncos would have let the Broncos, not let them win, but they would have said, okay, they're 12 points ahead, or there's only 8 minutes on the clock. But they've done a short dropout. Wade Graham got the ball back from Tom Dearden. And the rest is history. They scored three tries in 8 minutes.
Wade Graham's such an important figure for this side.
When you see so much youth and experience, Matt Moylan's coming back this week, probably at a good time. Fafita's been out, Dugan's been out, and these young guys can get some really good solace in knowing that they've won games without their experienced players.
Mm. Aaron Woods has been super important
leadership. He's been massive.
It's been a bit James Tarmow-esque in terms of that being surrounded by young kids.
They're actually identical in the years they're having. Mm. James Tarmow and Aaron Woods, they've been identical.
And interesting, Britton Okora, who I know you're a big fan of, MG, has been dropped.
Well, you know your team's troubling well when you can't fit Britton Okora in your team. And I don't know what it's for, if it's for a lack of whatever. But it's John Morris's call, and when you're winning, you're grinning.
So, well, let me ask you that. John Morris is the other, I guess, elephant in the room for this Sharks outfit. He got the job, not by default, but with the Shane Flanagan departure, and he took over the reins, and he was given the gig, and probably on a cut rate price. He's probably the
one of the lowest paid,
if not the cheapest. Probably one of the cheapest coaches in the comp. His contract runs till the end of 2021. With what he's putting together for this Cronulla Sharks outfit, does the club go to him now and give him another 12 months, a la Brad Arthur?
I would say another 2 years.
Another 2 years?
Yeah, because he's younger. He's had a massive influence with all these young kids coming through the juniors at the Sharks. As soon as he retired, he got involved straight away.
Mm.
We're hearing that all the young kids coming through, the Brayleys, et cetera, John Morris has kind of catapulted them into the stratosphere they're in now. So I think in John we trust, if you're a Sharky. I think any talk about him not being the coach for at least a couple more years should be kiboshed.
Yeah, pipe down Eddie Jones. All right, MG, I like it. The other thing.
Well, Jason Rolls, there you go. Jason Rolls is going over to be his assistant, Eddie Jones' assistant. So
there you go.
He has another coach out of the lineup.
Out of the lineup. Well, speaking of coaches or former ones, maybe future ones, Nathan Brown's going to join us next for some rapid fire footy. The Rush Hour with MG and Liam getting you ready for Thursday night footy between the Dragons and the Roosters.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M, getting you ready for Thursday night footy, NRL primetime coming up from 7 o'clock with Dan Ganay and yourself, MG, and this man who stepped into the studio, 2020's best newcomer on radio.
He's been killing it, hasn't he?
Nathan Brown. G'day, Brownie.
I'm the best bench warmer in the comp. big deal called in late and didn't want to come, so he scooped me up nice.
It's a little coincidence, he's young bloke's playing tonight.
Yeah. I've got a funny, as soon as I got the call at lunchtime from Charlie, I said, Dell's young bloke must be getting more time tonight.
He might be starting.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
And it's down in the gong as well, so it was an easy decision for Big Dell. Hey, great, Brownie, thank you for coming in, because we're going to do this.
Rush Hour's rapid fire footy.
All right, fast footy questions, fast footy answers. Brownie, which team has surprised you most this year to this date?
This date? I'd say the Gold Coast, the way they've hung in contests has been pretty, I was thinking they've done really well with the personnel they've got to hang about as they have. They've shown some good improvement.
Like it?
Obviously the Broncos down the other end of the spectrum, but I think Penrith. I didn't think they'd be where they were at the moment. I'm not saying that because I am Penrith, but they legitimately surprised me.
Okay, MG, which New South Wales incumbent player is under the most pressure and from who?
I think the guy who got sat down today for 14 days, young Warney.
Mm.
And I think maybe from Campbell Gillard and Junior Paulo.
Oh, I like it, Brownie.
Oh, Campbell Gillard and Paulo have been outstanding. So if they keep going the way they are, it's hard to imagine that either won't play Origin at some stage.
Okay. MG, we'll start with you this one. You and Brownie are both, say, follically challenged.
I'm glad you said it that way.
Yeah. No. if you could have a haircut from one of the NRL players currently, just for a day, whose would you have?
Well, when you've got enough, we've got so much hair that you can stuff it up like Jai Arrow, I'd probably say him. Or Raymond Faitala Mariner.
Solid.
He's got great hair.
Brownie?
I like Billy Kickow's hairstyle at the moment.
Yes.
It looks like part like a sheep, doesn't it?
Sean the sheep.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I'm not going to say it to him, bud.
No, he's too big for me. He's too big for me.
I'm glad neither of you went with Chad Townsend either, because their hair that has been the exact same for his entire career.
You're like Alice from the Brady Bunch.
When you look at the Joe Harrow, when you see the picture of his missus, he can have his hair however he wants, can't he? It can't be the hairstyle that's done it for him, surely.
No, exactly.
We've seen Paul Vaughan go down to an Illawarra cafe this morning. He's in trouble. Wayne Bennett went to an Italian restaurant yesterday. He's in trouble. Brownie, and we don't want you to do this, but if you had to breach quarantine for a meal, what would it be?
I'm not sure, but I love Wayne's comeback. Isn't a man allowed to eat?
Yeah, I know.
That was brilliant.
That's straight that out of Grand, straight out of Grand Torino.
It was brilliant.
It was a good Clint Eastwood impression. Brownie, have a think. I need a meal from you, MG.
Oh, look, I think what Wayne might have had at Grappa, the old veal salt and bocca, with a few chippies and a Greek salad.
Really?
Maybe some oysters to start, but oysters Kilpatrick.
You know oysters get you in trouble. Think back to the 1990 Grand Final. It's what you had the night before.
That was prawns.
I got two options.
Okay.
I went for my birthday last Friday to Six Head down there near the International Terminal, which was first time. Absolutely outstanding.
Yes.
Went over the Opera House. That was brilliant. But if you're at Cronulla, you can't beat a good laugh at down at sea level on the beach. Or Little Parrot. The owner of Little Parrot is a beauty. Johnny Griggs, your champion.
Griggs, you got some free meals coming out,
bro. I was about to say, like, he's a new bit of radio. He's performing, and now he's figured out the cash.
I've been listening to Dell and MG for a long time now.
Now that we've gone down that road, you can't beat the MG Classic at the Pioneer.
NRL Prime Time coming up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.